Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That is what New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady heard as he left the federal courthouse in Manhattan yesterday. Rather than preparing for the Pats' first preseason game tonight against the Packers in Foxborough, Brady was in court fighting his four-game suspension over the use of underinflated footballs, Deflategate. There's no resolution yet, but the judge who ordered Brady and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to spend the day in court continued pressuring both sides to reach a settlement. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was in the courtroom and has this report.
Some of those heckling fans might like U.S. District Court Judge Richard Berman to rule whether quarterback Tom Brady and the New England Patriots cheated in the AFC Championship game. But that's not what this case is about. It's about employment contract law. It doesn't sound exciting until you remember that it's pitting celebrity athlete Tom Brady against the head of one of the biggest sports businesses in the world, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. They were both in the courtroom, and so was attorney Casey Walnowski, who says the judge was clearly aware of the interest.
Because of the public interest in the story, there's going to be a lot of speculation, He did a very good job. I think he was very open, honest, transparent, and beyond what was necessary.
Walnowski is an employment lawyer who was just watching the session. He's not involved in the case, a case that is really about whether the NFL was justified in handing down a four-game suspension to Tom Brady. The NFL argued it is justified. Walnowski says the league has a strong argument.
They spoke first, and the essence of their argument was that there was an independent investigation. Roger Goodell had every right to rely upon this investigation. He took those facts that Ted Wells had concluded existed, and he was well within his rights to rely on that.
Within his rights, because the union contract covering all players, including Brady, makes the league the arbiter of these issues. When the players' union got its turn to address the judge, they said the league overstepped its bounds in its arbitration. Here's Walnowski again.
What the NFLPA really harped on, and I think it was very interesting, it's a good argument, is that if Tom Brady did know that this might be happening, but he played absolutely no active role in the deflation of the balls, then kind of the penalty that he would receive as a result of just mere knowledge is something that goes beyond the discipline that the NFL is allowed to hand down.
Judge Berman appears interested in this argument. He raised questions about the NFL investigation led by lawyer Ted Wells. The judge suggested the report's conclusion that Tom Brady was at least generally aware that footballs were being deflated was maybe weak. That led some reporters in the room to call the hearing a bad sign for the NFL. But attorney Nicole Welch, who works at the same New York law firm as Walnowski, Phillips & Associates, she chalks this perception up to different courtroom personalities.
They're very clearly two different types of attorneys. And I think that that might be why it might seem that Judge Berman was harder on Mr. Nash than he was on Mr. Kessler.
Daniel Nash is the NFL attorney. Jeffrey Kessler is Tom Brady's attorney.
Mr. Nash answered the question, I think, very pointedly, succinctly, kind of stayed on track, as opposed to Mr. Kessler, who was extremely animated and used comedy in his responses and tended to deflect the question.
Welch says Judge Berman was equally tough, and she says the judge gave each side reason to doubt that it could win. By questioning some of their key arguments, he was essentially saying,
listen, this is one problem you might have because this is why it's a problem for me. So in doing that, he was kind of pointing out to the parties, this might be a weakness and a reason why you might want to settle without actually saying it.
After the open session with legal arguments, the judge took both sides into settlement talks, confidential, behind closed doors. The sides met for several hours, stopping for lunch, but not leaving the courthouse until after 5 p.m. Welch says that's a signal that Judge Berman may have been making progress getting the two sides to compromise.
Oftentimes, judges or mediators, if they see that the parties are far enough apart, they'll call it a day. They'll say, listen, nothing's going to get done here. But I have a feeling that Judge Berman was like, listen, as long as each side is still giving a little bit or I still see an opportunity for settlement, we're going to stay here.
Even so, Welch, who's from Dedham originally, feels like a deal is still far from reach.
I would very much like them to settle, especially as a Patriots fan, but I'm not optimistic.
Neither is Adam Schefter, NFL insider for ESPN. He has covered Roger Goodell and Tom Brady for years.
The NFL has said the only way it would settle would be if Tom Brady confirmed the findings of the Wells report. Tom Brady, in our lifetime, will never confirm the findings of the Wells report. And so there is the standoff right there. The NFL is not going to budge. Tom Brady's not going to budge, and it's up to Judge Berman to see if he can make either one of them budge before he issues a ruling.
Judge Berman gave the two sides until tomorrow to spell out more of their arguments, to address some of his questions. Barring any settlement, there's another hearing scheduled for Wednesday in the same courtroom. It's another chance for Judge Berman to poke some holes in the confident arguments of each side, ratcheting up the pressure for them to settle this matter on their own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Manhattan.